Agriculture was a key industry long before Maricopa County transformed into one of the nation's most populous regions. As KJZZ's Mariana Dale reports, undocumented citrus workers went on strike 39 years ago today in the West Valley.
Cars zip past the hospital, homes, and strip malls that make up present-day Arrowhead Ranch in Glendale. But let's go back to a time when citrus groves eclipsed this strip of desert. Beneath those trees, undocumented migrants lived and toiled in squalid conditions. They reportedly made less than a dollar an hour.
People treat livestock better than farm workers at that point.
Don Devereaux was a journalist turned labor organizer. After reporters found migrants living in shacks made of orange crates, Devereaux helped found the Maricopa County Organizing Project, or MCOP.
Our first target, because it was the most powerful ranch in town, was Arrowhead Ranch.
Anti-union legislation had forced big-name organizers like Cesar Chavez out of Arizona a few years before.
Our plan was to fake them out, if you will, by being a civil rights organization.
MCOP did something new. They laid the foundation for the strike in Mexico, telling workers there what they could gain from organizing. And on October 3, 1977, when the harvest was at its peak, undocumented workers walked off the job at Arrowhead Ranch. As Tucson attorney Jesus Romo remembers, the Border Patrol showed up the same day.
They came in with helicopters and trucks and, you know, you name it.
Devereaux says some picketers sought refuge within the trees that covered Arrowhead Ranch's thousands of acres.
And it became the largest institutionalized game of hide-and-seek I've ever seen.
The strike made local and national news, in part because the Goldwater family owned a stake of Arrowhead. One Washington Post headline declared, quote, "Illegal aliens have been striking in Arizona citrus groves."
Nobody thought undocumented workers would have the cojones to go out and do that.
And Romo says the workers stuck with the plan, even as the Border Patrol continued deportations.
These are people who were willing to sacrifice everything and to risk everything to go to another country where they knew they would be mistreated.
The strike ended in about 3 weeks. Negotiations ensued. And the sides reach a contract in 1979. The deal established a pay scale for different kinds of citrus and guaranteed workers at least the federal minimum wage. It also promised work supplies, clean drinking water, and sanitation. Ana Raquel Mignon is a history professor at Stanford University.
The Arrowhead Ranch strike represents the first strike, that we know about at least, in which undocumented workers explicitly demanded their rights while asserting that they were in the country without proper authorization.
And MCOP leaders didn't forget what motivated people to illegally migrate. The contract set aside 10 cents of every dollar a worker made for economic development projects in Mexico. Mignon says the money helped pay for a large irrigation project, pig farm, and a rig for building wells.
All these projects led Mexican families, which had been completely dependent on wages earned by migrants in the United States, to begin dreaming about making their livelihoods together in Mexico.
Organizers say many of the workers stayed and helped build the stucco subdivisions of Arrowhead Ranch. There are still a few orange trees in the road medians and a small grove near the hospital. Daniel Pizzullo was there on a recent weekend taking pictures for his Instagram.
It's really pretty, like when the sun's like shining through the trees right now and like all the oranges are on the trees.
He's never heard of the ranches or the history made here almost 40 years ago. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
KJZZ's Matthew Casey co-produced this story. Tomorrow, we'll look at the life of Valley native Gustavo Gutierrez, an MCOP leader and confidant of Cesar Chavez.